Hello, 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 all you lovely ladies and lads out there in the listening world. Thank you again for joining me on Anchor FM and another episode of Indecent Sexposure. I am Mama Bear, and I want you guys to strap yourself in as we take another trip to our favorite place of pleasure. That is the motherland. Tonight's episode is aptly titled, Stop Villainizing the Vagina. Alrighty, guys, let's get right into it. As you know, I just like to speak directly to you guys as if you were here with me one-on-one. We were on the phone chatting away as good old buddies. That's what we do here in Indecent Sexposure. We speak openly. We speak honestly. We speak as adults. I say all that to say this. I was waiting, as I normally do, to get inspired, to get that breath of creativity that I need to be able to get my thoughts together to bring you guys new updated information. And two things struck me together this week, a few days apart. Earlier this week, social media was taken by storm with the revelation and confirmation by Jada Pinkett Smith that, yes, she did have a relationship with a young entertainer, August Alsina, during a period of time that she was separated from her current husband, Will Smith. Now, let's just kind of go back a few years. Rumblings have been around for years that Will and Jada have had an open marriage. No one knows the truth of that but the two of them. With that being said, in her episode of Red Table Talk, Jada Smith did confirm that during the time that her and Will were separated, that she was looking for attention elsewhere, and she received it with this very of age, however, younger entertainer. The more that this story caught fire, the more it snowballed, and it really kind of rubbed me in a not so great way. What I am tired of is grown women having to constantly defend their sexuality. Let's just take off the table that her and Will are still married, and whatever the boundaries of their marriage are between two consenting adults. The fact that the word predator was thrown around so easily does not sit great with me. The entertainer was younger than her, yes, by almost 20 years, I think, but he was over the age of 21. That is nothing new. If any of you guys have listened to any of my earlier episodes here in Indecent Sexposure, I've spoken about younger partners that I've had as I am a current and active swinger. And have been for the better part of 10 years. Actually, this will be my 10-year anniversary a little later this year. And my youngest partner, there was probably a 18 or 19 year age difference between the two of I. At the time that I met him, he was a few months shy. And what I mean is a few months, like 2 months or 3 months shy of turning 20. And that would have put me at 30. Seven going on 38 at the time that we met. So with the word being thrown around predator, that's not something that you take lightly. People were not making a distinction that they felt that the gentleman was in a vulnerable place when he met Jada Pinkett Smith and they entered into their relationship. Whoever initiated, we don't know. But the word predator has been synonymous with preying on people sexually. That I was not comfortable with, and not enough people made that distinction. With that being said, people, we really got to be careful about how and when we choose our words, because they can be weaponized. People begin to joke about the situation. Again, we don't know the current goings on with Jada Pinkett Smith and how and why she chose that situation or why the young gentleman chose her. It happened. We've got to move on. Too many of us are living in the fantasies of what we think our entertainers bring us. And then when the reality hits us smack in the face, we really just simply don't have the adult enough skills to deal with what it is as it is. Moving on until today, one of my favorite shows right now out on HBO is called Insecure, and it's about four girls moving through life, loving one another, loving others, sexy single ladies. It takes me 20 years ago to the same four ladies loving life, loving each other, dates, relationships, Sex and the City. Both of these shows are on HBO. Both of the shows aired on Sunday night. And in one episode, particularly this past season, as it's on hiatus right now, is the young lady spoke on Self-Care Sunday. Now, this being an HBO show, HBO is all about everything R-rated, adult material, sex, this, that, and the third, right? So this particular show talked openly about smoking and drinking and dicking and fucking and pussies and a whole bunch of everything all the time. I thought nothing of it as earlier today. I'm relaxing, a day off, getting back into the rigmarole of coming out of COVID-19 hibernation and getting back into the physical world. Had a great glass of wine earlier, and as my body called out to me, my clitoris more specifically, is that it wanted attention. So I broke out a new vibrator that I purchased 2 weeks ago and have used it a couple of times a week since then. And today I was into taking care of myself. As the Insecure show said, Self-Care Sunday. So for me, this was my Self-Care Sunday. So I then posted in one of the Facebook groups that just generally today, what I was thinking and what I was feeling, that I enjoyed a glass of wine, I was watching porn, and I just masturbated. And I tried to leave the emojis of like a really happy, elated face, like I was just feeling really, really good, relaxed, and just thought, let me put that energy into the world. There are people out there that do the same thing, and I'm pretty sure they feel the same way. As I began to check the responses and some of the comments, for the most part, I got a lot of people's like, oh, that sounds great. That sounds like a fun Sunday. Kudos to you. That sounds so relaxing. I love it. I even posted a picture of the wine bottle, photo of the vibrator, and I got some really positive feedback. However, I did get a couple of responses that were not so great. People thought that maybe I was oversharing. People were saying that, oh, why would you post this on a Sunday? There was one thread started by someone that was just really, really vile and bitter and speaking on how stupid they thought people were. I hate Facebook. This comment is so dumb. But I felt it odd that you were on Facebook, you were in the group, you read the thread, you commented on the thread, but you had nothing but negativity to put out. What I also felt a theme with some of the other, not necessarily negative comments, but indifferent comments, I'll put it that way, that people weren't feeling any negative way about my post, but they thought that it was weird that I would post it on Sunday. And I think I had maybe one commenter there that was like, I didn't know that the day of the week mattered. So I had to respond to her. And it's like, yeah, pretty much whenever my clit feels like it's in the mood, I'm going to take care of that, right? So with the situation earlier this week and then with Jada Pinkett Smith, to be honest with you, I really just have a bone to pick with people who are not women, first of all, and have anything to say about what a grown woman does with her body. Secondly, we as grown women have got to stop doing this to ourselves, guys. There's absolutely nothing wrong with masturbating. And if you wanted to masturbate on a Sunday, that's you. And if I, that's me actually. And if I wanted to masturbate on a Sunday versus speak about something spiritual or talk about church or other things, in a group on Facebook that celebrates sex on a regular basis. So I brought this up before. You guys know that I'm a Scorpio and probably so. I consider myself a spiritual person versus a religious-based person. God gave women a pussy for whatever reason. He decided to give it to us. And the one that I have, she loves when I give her the attention that she needs. I am single by choice. I do not have children. I can choose to spend my free time pleasuring myself as I see fit. If I were a woman married, I've also said in previous episodes that I do not believe in monogamy. And so being married to me, a partner would have to understand the boundaries and respect the nature of what a polyamorous relationship, open marriage, would be about. We would have to have that discussion very early on. So, as I want to be an advocate of women everywhere, I feel that I now have to be a better advocate for the vagina, for the vulva, for a pussy. Yes, like, where is this stuff stemming from? So some of the research I tried to conduct just before getting online with vagina shaming, most of the articles that I read are talking about women feeling bad about the shape of their bodies, the shape of their labias, the smell of the vagina. God forbid we're going to go back to the 1920s, where I actually researched this by accident years ago, but the Lysol brand of disinfectant was actually marketed and promoted to women as a hygiene aid 100 years ago. So hopefully we have, yes, physically learned to take better care of our bodies with trying to destroy a God-given natural odor by doing some very unnatural, harmful products to our bodies. But 100 years later, people still have an issue with discussing what a grown woman chooses to do with her body. That makes no fucking sense to me. You guys out there have got to feel the same way. And so I hope this channel was born for that reason. I wanted to discuss the duality of our humanity and our sexuality. We cannot be humans and we cannot be women without having a pussy. And as a grown woman, an adult woman, what you do with your pussy is your fucking business. If you are in a marriage and you and your partner in that marriage have decided that the way you conduct your marriage is for you to have additional outside relationships, whether they're emotional based, physical based, sexual based, whatever. If that's the decision that you and your partner made, that's what you and your partner made. People who don't understand it just don't understand it. Celebrities don't have so much of a different life because they're celebrities. The problem is not that they are celebrities. The problem is, as we've grown into adults, we don't realize that we are adults. We have carried too many of the indoctrinated ideas of childhood into adulthood, and we're still living in the fantasy of that bubble. And so when the truth reveals itself in what you think this perfect relationship or someone else said marriage goals are with these celebrities, give me a fucking break. What they do with their lives is not such a damn surprise. It's the fact that you are receiving a different message, either in the hippocampus or the amygdala of your brain, which is one of the or the two first areas of the human body, physical body, that begins to grow and develop in the uterus. The fact that your brain is just now receiving a message that your favorite celebrities have an open marriage and one of the people in the open marriage had an active lover, grow the fuck up. Seriously. The fact that you're in a Facebook group and we talk about dicks and we talk about pussies and we're celebrating this on a TV show that shows dicks, that shows pussies, that shows people drinking wine, and it comes on Sunday after you've been to church, after you've done your Bible thumping, but you don't want to read about it, you don't want to talk about it, you don't want to hear about it, how about you get out of the fucking group? Don't read the fucking posts. Don't read the fucking comments. The more that I'm studying the world of ontology, which is the study of being, the more that I realize that we are not very evolved as we would like to be as human beings. And one of the major cornerstones of hindrance for us is how we view sexuality. Women, it's time to stop villainizing your own vagina, and the rest of the world will follow suit. It's time to stop being embarrassed talking about a pussy or a clitoris or an orgasm or a vibrator or coming or sucking dick or being fucked and hitting it from the back and fucking on a couch and up against the wall. Like, how the fuck does any of that get to be embarrassing as a grown woman? What we have to start doing is, yes, we need to have conversations in appropriate situations. No one is going to their workplace and you're talking about fucking and sucking and hitting it from the back while you're processing accounts or you're teaching in the classroom or you're doing whatever the fuck your job is. We're respectful as adults and you do things accordingly and you can compartmentalize appropriately. When we decide that we want to grow up, that's the only way you're going to grow up. The other point to make about villainizing a vagina, we have to understand that there has been a war on women for generations, for centuries. That was mentioned in another previous episode. Women, you have to use your power as you see fit. And at certain days, as I made in the post today, if I don't take care of myself, this was just not about expressing, and mind you, I said nothing about pussy or dick or anything in my post. It just said that I had a glass of wine, I watched porn, and I was masturbating. That's it. I don't think I even put any cuss words in there. The idea that people heard this and read the post posted on a Sunday, you've got to understand, women have been crucified in the very church with the very Bibles that you felt Sunday is only the day of the week to be sacred for. So if you didn't want to hear about a post about masturbating on a Sunday, I can only imagine the few of you that are out there that are not having sex with your partners on a Sunday. And I don't know how well that shit could be going over in your household. I would check your own backyard boo before you try to come knock on my front door and tell me what's going on in my front yard. Women have been villainized for just being women. And then the question or the comments or the conversation comes up about our vaginas. Oh my God, now you become the Jezebels of the world. You know, you become the burning the bitches on the cross of the world. And the only reason that shit is still going on today is because we allow it. And the reason we allow it is because we enable it. And the reason we enable it is because we initiate it. That indoctrination could not have started with another woman. It probably started with another man as another means to control women. And the more I research, the more I look into it, men are not as misogynistic as we would like to think. There is not a deep-rooted hate of women. There's a deep-rooted fear of women, which would make them an androphobe. androphobia is a fear of women and a fear of a woman being sexualized. Androphobia would be fear of men. Gynophobia would be a fear of women and a fear of sexualized women specifically. What do most people do when they're afraid? They get angry, they get mad. So that's how gynophobia and misogyny are, you know, the same two-headed monster of the same coin, you know, they're first cousins. It's an ugly reality that people inherently don't know how to love themselves. And when other people freely, openly speak on their love for themselves, how they live their own lives, not asking for permission, not asking for your thoughts, not asking for your negativity. But when you freely just open yourself up, yes, I can take the comments. I have thick skin. But don't think that the comments won't be commented on. As I did in a thread with one of those in the Facebook post. And it became just redundant after a while. The more she responded to my comments, but the more she kept saying how stupid she thought Facebook was and how stupid she thought the folks on Facebook were. But here you are on Facebook, back and forth with me in the conversation. If you thought Facebook was so fucking stupid, get the fuck off Facebook, right? So my issue is, again, people learning to love themselves. We've got to do that sooner than later. Women love every inch of yourself, from stem to stern. Whatever you decide to do with that pussy that God gave you is your fucking business. I'll have another poem coming up. Our last one that we dropped, Godlike Sex, Mythical Fantasies, has over 300 downloads right now. So I want to thank you guys for that. So my counterpart, Medusa, she'll be ready to hit you guys with something a little heavier on our next episode. And I'm probably going to make sure that I hit very hard. And even in the form of a poem, that's my creativity. But I will be making sure that I earmark this subject matter right here. Villainizing a vagina. I am really sick to fucking death of people that allow other people to police them. It's got to stop, guys. It's got to stop. There's a reason that we're just not open and freely loving ourselves. We've been taught that. We've been taught that speaking about the vagina is bad. Speaking about the pussy is wrong. I come from that. I have a generation. My mother's in her 70s. This woman has never been able to have an open conversation with me about sex, that including from the time me being a young girl, moving into my first years of menstruation, being a little younger, very young and overly paranoid that I was beginning menopause. And those symptoms in my 30s. Guys, I mean, where the fuck is this bullshit gonna stop? And for me, it stops with me. When I hear it, I want to speak on it. And not do it in a constructive manner, because again, so many of us are just filled with age-old notions of shit that shouldn't apply to your life. This is 2020. So how someone was living 100 years ago, if that shit made sense 100 years later, then people would still be sticking Lysol in their pussies, cleaning it out and calling it disinfection. I mean, what the fuck? What the entire hell? Seriously. We can have children. You can have all types of cancer in your uterus, in your vagina, all kinds of other shit. But and you can't say pussy, you can't say vagina without people whispering and wanting to speak under their breath and not speak out loud and proud. Give me 15 fucking breaks. Indecent Exposure really wants to make sure that this platform is something that everyone can come together and speak openly and honestly without fear of anything, right? That is where I am, and that is why I wanted to create this platform. But we really and truly got to do better, guys. We got to do better for our own sake, for our own humanity, for our own growth. If we're still having this conversation 100 years later, I guarantee you women will still be on Earth and women will still have pussies. We will still have vaginas. We will still have vulvas. We will still have labias. We will still have clitorises. I'll hope that vibrators get a bit better than where they are now. So if what I bought 2 weeks ago is sending me into the stratosphere every time I use that bad boy, I can only imagine what they're going to look and feel like in 100 years. I don't think I would have wanted to live 100 years ago when vibrators probably were around, but definitely did not have the technology that you have today, right? I mean, I've literally been in the middle of masturbating and my battery gave out in that motherfucker, and I took it and threw the son of a bitch against the wall and fucked it all up. I was that pissed off. Of course, in a fit of anger, I had to finish myself off with an old school hand job, which just takes too fucking long. And forced me to invest in an upgrade into a new vibrator. So, you know, it all shook out in the wash in the end. I really didn't want to have this conversation too drawn out, guys, because I definitely did not want to approach any of the not so positive things that I heard this week about the Smiths and then stuff that was going on today in the Facebook group, Insecure. If you're going to look it up, I believe it's the Insecure Discussion Group. I don't believe in approaching negativity with negativity. You really just have to double up, triple up, quadruple up your positivity, which means in order to do that, you have to fill your tank with positivity all the time. So when that one negative thing comes across, you do stand a fighting chance. That's the only reason things in life that are so negative have been winning for so long, is people did not know how to fight it. They literally thought you fought fire with fire. And the reality is, if I'm holding a match and someone else is holding a blowtorch, yeah, we both got fire. But someone is going to lose out in the end, even fighting fire with fire. So in order to bring a positive change into the world and to impact the world more positively, I'm on a path to making sure that everything that I put out into the world, regardless of what I receive, but I am in charge of what I retain. You cannot help what other people put out into the world. And so if you're out in the world with other negative things, you will receive some of it, but you don't have to retain it. So in order for me to make sure that when it's time for me to receive something, in order for me to not retain it, I can repulse it, I can rebuke it, I can rebel against it with something positive. That means I only need to have positivity in my arsenal. And my arsenal for me would be everything in my spirit, in my brain, in my heart, in my mind, in my hands, in my breath, in my being, and yes, even in my clitoris and in my hands, it's going to be a well-placed vibrator. With that being said, guys, I think I'm going to sign off and thank you guys again for joining me. Please email me any of your questions or comments at impulseent@hotmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @IAM_MamaBear. And please support the channel Indecent Exposure. Send me a DM on Twitter or shoot me a quick message on email and I'll drop you the link for our donation link. Everything is appreciated, however little or large. And again, guys.